Now, the Chinese Prime Minister has called on Japan to stop hyping up and interfering in the South China Sea dispute. Li Keqiang made the comments in a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on the sidelines of a regional summit in Mongolian capital. The comments come as Japan has sided with the U.S. in the dispute, saying China must accept the ruling by the Hague Arbitration Court. On Tuesday, the court rebuked Beijing's claims to the South China Sea months after the Philippines brought an arbitration case against China. The Chinese government has boycotted the proceedings and refused to recognize the ruling. Well, let's now discuss that further. We're now joined by Michael Penn, who is a journalist and political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Tokyo. Michael, now tell us, the Japanese have obviously angered the Chinese when it comes to this issue over the South China Sea. What exactly did they say?
Well, basically what they said is what you said in the lineup there, which is that China, in their view, is obligated and must follow the rulings of the international court. And so, you know, all along, Japan has taken rather an unsympathetic eye towards China's extensive claims in the South China Sea. And of course, they're secretly celebrating this international ruling. And of course, it's very easy for them to now say, well, China, we now have a ruling against you in international court, so it's time for you to follow the rule of law and to get in line, which is very much in line with the Japanese policy as well.
So what exactly is at stake here for Japan when it comes to the South China Sea?
Well, because the sea routes of Japan to, say, for example, the Persian Gulf and other areas run through the area, they would be concerned about that. Also because Japan has its own territorial disputes with China, namely the Senkaku or Diaoyu Islands. So anytime that China is kind of beaten back on some of its island claims, the Japanese government sees that as a good auger for their own claims.
And so now that we have the Chinese well annoyed, I wonder, how do you think things will move forward now? I know that relations have always been a bit sour between the two.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that there's a good chance we're actually going to get into a little bit rougher period now. Obviously, the Chinese government also has domestic issues. Their own government has to kind of deal with nationalist sentiment in its country. Right now, the Japanese side may be kind of happy with this ruling, but obviously the Chinese side isn't. So both sides may feel a little bit obligated to rattle the saber at each other a little bit, and hopefully that won't develop anything more than that, but you never know.
Indeed, because there is codependence, isn't there, especially when it comes to the economies. I do know that there is quite a bit of trade, obviously, in Japan. Though it is an economic powerhouse, I would imagine that it does have its red lines as far as how much it should push China.
Yeah, you make a very good point there. I mean, to be honest, China and Japan, if you really want to look at it objectively, have a huge incentive to cooperate with each other. The economic links of trade links far outweigh anything at stake in little islands in the sea. So in many ways, it's kind of frustrating that these little issues get in the way of what should be a win-win situation for both countries. And hopefully they will, both sides, understand that the trade links and the interchange between the two countries is far more important than some of these peripheral issues.
Okay, Michael, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to put that all into context for us.